Going to receive a budget policy speech from Honorable MEC for Transport, Community Safety and Liaising, Bob Kaunda, for 45 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Our Premier in absentia, the members of the Executive, the Honorable Members of this House, Mayors present, traditional leadership, religious fraternity, provincial heads, distinguished guests, members of the media, and fellow citizens, good afternoon. Chairperson, allow me to express my profound gratitude for the opportunity to rise and present the Budget Vote 12 policy speech for the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Transport. This budget policy speech is aligned to the work done by the fifth administration and the progress government has made in improving the lives of people of KwaZulu-Natal in the past 25 years of freedom and democracy. This budget policy speech also ushers in a new approach informed by the priorities of the sixth administration and engagements with our communities during the period of heightened political campaigning. We have heard our people, and now is the time to fulfill the commitments we have made to them. Our theme for this year is transforming transport sector, growing the economy for job creation. To us, this is not just a theme, but a call to action and to expedite infrastructure delivery and transport operations to change the lives of people while we address the fundamental issues of economic transformation and create much-needed jobs. Honorable Chairperson, we have now entered the sixth administration term of the Democratic Government. The term of the current administration coincides with the commemoration of 6 years since the passing of our founding father and stalwart of this Democratic Government, Utata Unelson Mandela. Having served his people selflessly, we must honor President Mandela by ensuring tangible changes to the lives of our people. We must redouble our efforts in making South Africa and KwaZulu-Natal a better place where people can have equal access to opportunities. In honoring Madiba's legacy, 25 years into democracy, we must use our political power as the executive and the legislature to challenge the status quo and address the skewed economic patterns in the country. Within the transportation sector, we are committed in inspiring the next generation and restoring hope to our people. Like Madiba, whom we celebrate his birthday in the next 2 years, we reiterate that political freedom without economic freedom is meaningless. As our people queued on the 8th of May 2019, to cast their votes, we have heard the people of Madiba crying for economic inclusion, job creation, building a capable state, and a corrupt-free government. Ours as public representatives is to move with speed, guided by the new spirit of Khaoleza, to respond to the needs of our people. When you are introducing change and new ideas, you do not expect the enemies of change and transformation to relax and take a back seat. They are having sleepless nights, pondering and orchestrating fight-back strategies, as Thomas Sankara had this to say, I quote, "You cannot carry out fundamental change without a certain amount of madness. In this case, it comes from nonconformity, the courage to turn your back on the old formulas, the courage to invent the future," I close quote. As we undertake this noble task, we continue to seek Madiba's guidance, who, when reflecting on the state of economy in the country, had this to say, I quote, "If we are genuinely interested in ending the old social order and bringing in a new one characterized by the notions of justice and equity, it is obvious that economic power relations, represented by the reality of the excessive concentration of power in few white hands, have to change. We make this demand not as a result of any imperative that might be derived from ideological convictions. We make it because we cannot see how it would be possible to pull our country out of the economic crisis, in part caused and exemplified by white control of economic power, while at the same time we perpetuate this power structure, close quote. Equally, we dare not fail the generation of African women, whose grandmothers, mothers, and sisters demonstrated bravery against the evil of apartheid system. As we celebrate 63 years since the Women's March, we must pause and ask if we have done justice in emancipating African women from bondages of poverty and economic exclusions. Honorable members, the work of this administration must enterize by radical action and proactiveness in addressing people's needs. The plight of the people must always remind us that while a lot has been done over the past 25 years, much more still needs to be achieved. Our people are still faced with triple challenges: poverty, unemployment, and inequalities. Chairperson, we also welcome a clarion call by the President, Honorable Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa, who is in his State of the Nation address, outlined key 7 bold priorities. Exciting for us was to see the President placing top on the agenda the issue of economic transformation and job creation, which is in line with the manifesto of the ruling party, the African National Congress. Chairperson, we also wish to commend and welcome the commitment by the Premier, Honorable Sihle Zikalala, who in his State of the Province address outlined his vision and placed infrastructure delivery at the center of his administration. Indeed, Kuzeni, you are correct. Our people are now tired of slogans and rhetoric, but they demand tangible action. Guided by the National Development Plan and the Provincial Growth and Development Plan and Strategy, we must be the lead agents of change and trusted implementing agencies. Honorable Chairperson, Oni Gula, on our radical socio-economic transformation program, as we begin this new term of the current administration, we must appreciate that we carry on our shoulders as the public representative the hopes and aspirations of millions of our people. To us, radical socio-economic transformation is not an option, but a program of action that needs to be realized in our lifetime. As we reported in this House before, the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, broad-based black economic empowerment, preferential procurement policy framework, Act, and all other legislations and policies are supportive of transforming the current economic outlook and empower those who were previously marginalized. Allow me to share with this House, Honorable Chairperson, the progress in the implementation of some of the pillars that we committed to undertake since the previous budget policy speech. On transformation of the KZN transport sector in line with the Integrated Transport Sector Code, the department has undergone restructuring to ensure that we are equal to the task. As part of the new organogram, the department has created a new unit of integrated macro planning, which will assist the department in coordinating all role players in this sector of transport, including maritime, aviation, freight, and logistics. The founding documents for the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Council have been developed and key role players have been identified. This is awaiting the concurrence by the Minister of Transport on the establishment of this council. On radical procurement reforms, the department is enforcing the implementation of a minimum of 35% in all contracts that are exceeding the value of more than 10 million. A draft guideline that provides guidance for implementing this minimum requirement on subcontracting has been developed in order to ensure uniformity. In this financial year, our human resources section will finalize and begin to implement the job and skills development procurement policy framework. The framework will assist the department to compel contractors who have been awarded over 5 million value of work to create at least one decent job. The jobs procurement framework will further drive our objective of targeting unemployed youth from the Operation Sukuma Sakhe profile towards in particular. On enterprise and supplier development, a new contractor development program has been conceptualized and will be launched this year. This program is modeled and aligned with the Construction and Industry Development Board framework on the contractor development model. The program will follow an incubation model wherein only contractors who want to grow their entrepreneurial capabilities will be allowed to participate. To this end, a detailed selection criteria has been developed and presented to the CIDP for their support. The contractors in the program will be invited through an expression of interest. The benefit of this program is that it also has a strong mentorship and training element which compels contractors to attend training. Contracting opportunities in the program will also be aligned to the number of contractors accepted into the program. Strict assessment of exit criteria will be used to carry out to ensure that those who remain in the program do indeed grow so as to avoid contractors staying in the program for financial gain without exiting. Asifuni ukwakha abantu abarich, sifuna ukwakha abantu abazumcebo. Ngoba umuntu orich umuntu obona imali esiningi mese ebona ukuthi akayichithe noma kanjani. Kodwa umuntu owazi umcebo, umuntu o-investa ebhizinisini, alikhulisa ibhizinisi ukwenza sekwazi ukuqhubekela phambili. With this support, with the support of 8-year consultation sessions will be conducted this month in all regions of the department with all women currently employed by SMMEs, with a view of formalizing them into cooperatives so that they are in a better position to bid directly for work in this area of expenditure in the future. The department has identified the cleaning services as another area to be set aside for cooperatives and other social enterprises. This area of procurement is largely populated by women who do not have security of employment whenever a new company gets a contract. Identified for social enterprises is that of supply of material for construction. Internal work of unbundling contracts is underway within infrastructure component through the category management team. This team is identifying commodities and material that could be supplied by local enterprises and cooperatives. The supply and manufacture of caps by SMMEs and cooperatives has been identified and will be implemented in the current financial year. Bazobe behamba nami abahlonishwa maso ilontsha ngale embazwane manje nje ngo-October leyo program. The department, in terms of enforcing regulator and licensing mandates, the department will report progress in this regard during the current term of office. On collaborative partnership, the department has finalized the memorandum of understanding with Itala to assist the targeted enterprise and cooperatives. Some of these enterprises are Umlazi Bus Service and Umthonjaneni Bus Service, who have acquired a new fleet of buses and constructed a new depot. Regarding the revitalization of the government garage, a feasibility study on best viable option was completed in March this year, and we are now awaiting approval as we'll be moving on with that particular program. We'll also continue to finalize relevant partnership with Small Enterprise Development Agency. Since the youth development has become a key priority, we have also engaged with the NYDA to explore opportunities for collaborations, which will be open for further opportunities to the youth. On establishment of a strategic infrastructure development agency, the Department of Transport, working together with the Department of Public Works, have made progress with the establishment of the KwaZulu-Natal State Construction Company. The MECs for both departments have also met and received a briefing on the progress of the establishment of these agents. The departments have established a task team, which is meeting regularly to assess the progress that we are making in this regard. Pillar 7, Industrial Development Program. This program will be implemented in a long term. This falls within the scope of work of the broad-based black economic empowerment. Once it is formally constituted and established, one of its key deliverables is to ensure alignment to the sector charter. The department has identified the production of key cap yards and new jersey barriers as one of the commodities which will be used to accelerate the implementation of this industrial development program. We are also engaging our partners to explore other areas like crushing of stones with potential of creating job opportunities. In this regard, we are now finalizing the policy that will make sure that those who are involved in mining and who are also expected to supply material to the construction work, they are afforded the space to play their role and in the mainstream economy. Establish a KZN Integrated Transport Institute. The Department of Transport has identified the University of Johannesburg as a strategic partner in the establishment of Transport Institute. UJ is the only tertiary institution in the country offering a comprehensive curriculum on transport and logistics. The department will unveil this partnership in October this year. We are also working with Moses Kotane Institute as another role player in this initiative. Revitalizing road safety programs. The transportation committees were successfully established, and they have bi-monthly meetings. Some of the responsibilities of the committees is to drive road safety programs and infrastructure planning. But core to that is what we refer to as a localized road safety plan of the ward. Currently, the department is developing localized road safety plans, which will be ward-based moving forward. We are strengthening the existing partnership with Santaco, South African Breweries, Road Accident Fund, and Road Freight Associations. These sectors are key as their activities impact on road users. We have also partnered with Ethekwini Metro in driving a pedestrian campaign focusing on areas identified as hazardous for pedestrians. The campaign yielded positive results in reducing pedestrian fatalities in our province. The department is currently driving the 365-day law enforcement program, which includes Safety Fridays, closing the ranks, working with Ethekwini municipalities and other municipalities. We are focusing now on pedestrian safety on high hazardous zones, which were identified by the Road Management Corporation. Through the expanded public works program, the department will be recruiting 2 road safety ACPEPE champions per ward to implement road safety programs and conduct patrols. Driving a sector-wide technology development, a departmental project management office has also been created to collect and centralize data within the department. This will enable the department to have a bird's eye view in all projects implemented. In line with Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Council will also be prioritizing the sector-wide technology strategy to further enhance the adoption of technological solutions within the law enforcement agencies. Chairperson, the freight industry is an essential sector of our economy as it ensures the movement of goods. In the State of the Province address, Honorable Premier Zikalala indicated that, amongst other priorities, the province will focus on freight and logistics. This is more significant in our case of KwaZulu-Natal because we are home to 2 major ports, which is Durban and Richards Bay. We are, however, disturbed by the recent incidents of instability that has characterized by the ongoing barricading of national roads and torching of trucks. We repeat, these are well-planned economic sabotage and campaign that is aimed at destabilizing our province. We must emphasize that government is taking this issue seriously. To this end, an interministerial task team composed of the Minister of Police, Transport, Home Affairs, Labour, Premier, MEC, ATA, MEC, Transport and Community Safety is hard at work to deal with this sketch. The following areas of interventions are already happening. Before I came here, Honorable Chairperson, I visited Mkondeni. In Mkondeni, I found, because I was there to inspect on such operations, the integrated operations, I found Home Affairs was there, Department of Labor was there, police were there, as well as the Bargaining Council, because they are implementing these resolutions that we are making reference to. We are happy to report that the technical team led by the Department of Labor Inspector General and the Deputy Director General in the Office of the Premier meets on a monthly basis to assess the work that and the progress we are making in this regard. Chairperson, as the department, more than 70% of our budget goes to infrastructure delivery simply because of its impact on unlocking and supporting economic development in our province. We have taken liberty to analyze our delivery model in relation to infrastructure, and we agree that it requires an overhaul. Our approach of wanting to satisfy every community at once has resulted in start and stop of projects. We have projects that are active all over the province, and most of them are implemented through phases of 5 kilometers per financial year. Our assessment is that this is assisting in ensuring that the department has footprint in all corners of the province. but the pace and turnaround time of completing this project is low. The current system was adopted as a result of those pressures that were mooted by communities. We are aware that some of communities are not going to be pleased with this approach. However, it is necessary to make this change in order to enhance service delivery. Our view is that it is better to focus on few projects, complete them, and then proceed to the next projects. Through this approach, we'll revisit our delivery model, wherein focus will be to deliver the projects within reasonable time while containing costs. In this regard, our prioritization model will be reviewed to ensure that we can identify key projects which are essential corridors to development, economic growth, tourism, and agriculture potential, as well as those that are serving important amenities in various communities. Chairperson, we are concerned with the performance of some contractors in the infrastructure industry. Shockingly, this is affecting both established and emerging contractors. Currently, we have 28 projects that have been suspended because of defaulting by contractors. At the end of September 2019, we'll be hosting the provincial transport contractor in Indaba to address this issue with role players in the construction sector. We have made reference on the New Jersey barriers. That project is in implementation as we speak. On national strategic projects, honourable members, government has identified infrastructure as one of the sectors that will unlock economic growth and create employment. It is against this background that government, through the South African National Roads Agency Limited to SANRAL, is planning to upgrade two national roads in the province, namely N2 and N3 corridor. This 35 billion project will commence in 2020-21 for the next 8 to 12 years. The upgrades are expected to create thousands of jobs. Apart from business and job opportunities, it will create. This project will improve road safety as it will ease traffic congestion between Pietermaritzburg and Durban. Amalunga alishiyamthetho emhlanganweni akacishaza abalwe njengabalovile ngenxa ye traffic. Last month, SANRAL organized a workshop where they took through all those who are service providers and potential contractors so that they understand what is expected of them. The following list of projects are the ones that have been implemented in our province. If you can calculate this investment, it's a huge investment made by the ANC government to change the lives of people of our country. Engagements are at an advanced stage to upgrade N11 from Bergville via Ladysmith, Newcastle to Mpumalanga province. Chairperson, honourable members, this administration is building on a very solid foundation led by the fifth administration under the leadership of our former Premier Willie Mchunu. Indeed, a lot has changed and we do have a good story to tell. We must tell a story of a grieving mother of Mzimkulu who lost her 6-year-old girl whilst trying to cross flooding and crocodile-infested Gungununu River to school. She pleaded with government that in honor and remembrance of her child, she is asking a bridge to be constructed there. Our plans were already in place. This caring government led by the ANC has responded, and the 26 million Gungununu River Bridge was constructed and completed in the previous administration. We have a great story to tell because the community of KwaNongoma today have an easy link with Vryheid through the construction of main road P49. Which is 23.8 kilometers long. This road is now all surfaced. Ubukade ubhuqu nje umhlophe manje sewufana no MEC uKhawundo sumnyama uyahambeka at a value of 311.1 million. We pride ourselves because Mvelo Mchunu, who's a learner at Torika's Combined School in Moy River, is among the 47,000 learners that are benefiting by being transported free to school every day through the learner transport program. In addition, more than 15,000 learners from poor households benefited through our Shovakalula bicycle program. Chairperson, we have every reason to celebrate because a widow whose husband was killed in a taxi conflict, whose family was about to suffer from poverty, is now running legitimate taxi business because she benefited from 17,189 operating licenses issued by this department in the past 5 years as we continue to stabilize and regulate the taxi industry. Mama Charlotte Maxeka, Lillian Ngoyi, Winnie Mandela, and many others who led the struggle for liberation are smiling today to hear that as we approach the Women's Month, August, this government led by the ANC has opened opportunities and awarded Ms. Thandi Ngcobo of Zamadunga Business Enterprise, a female contractor, to construct the 85 million Umzimkhulu public transport facility. She is among many women who have benefited through opportunities created by this department. Chairperson, these are some of the few human and life-changing experiences by genuine people whose lives will never be the same again. There are many others in all corners of this province whose lives have been touched positively by the work of our department. Honorable members, allow me to share with this House a brief summary of the key achievements of the fifth administration in regard to the next and other infrastructure. More than 399 kilometers of gravel roads were surfaced in Blacktop, into Blacktop. Over 36 new Blacktop lanes have been added. A total of 57 new bridges and 27 new pedestrian bridges were constructed, totaling to 84 new bridges throughout the province. This means communities adjacent to dangerous flooding and crocodile-infested rivers now have safe crossing access. Among those bridges completed is Mabhobhane kwaMaphumulo, Mvumase eNyakane, linking Maphumulo kwaDukuza to areas across Thukela River eShowe. These bridges are providing a safe link to learners attending to schools such as Nyakana Combined and many other schools. Construction of 1.1 billion state-of-art Mount Eshkom interchange. More than 132,749 work opportunities created. More than 47,000 learners are now being transported. As part of stabilizing the taxi industry, we have issued those licenses. Program 1, Chairperson, as we allocated 412.7 million to this program, this is in response to the call by the President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Premier Honorable Zikalala of building a capable, ethical, developmental state. The organizational structure of the department was submitted to the Department of Public Service and Administration in August 2018, following the approval by the Provincial Treasurer and the Office of the Premier. We are currently awaiting to obtain concurrence from the Department of Public Works of Public Service and Administration soon, so that we can reposition our department for the Gula Transformational Program. Bayazika abaningi ukuthi i-department ibitholakala zonke indawo, bungabasweli ugandaganda imishini elungisayo imigwaqo emphakathini, ungasweli abantu abaxhumayo bezokulungisela ngesikhathi ucele ngaso. So yilokho ke sifuna ukubuyisa ngalesi structure esisha. On skills development, honorable members, will never achieve excellence if we do not attract the requisite skills relevant for a huge technically driven transport. It is for this reason that we are responding to the call by the Premier of conducting a skills audit by implementing our internal skills audit process. This will assist us to assess our skills gap and technological resources we will require to function optimally as we enter the fourth industrial revolution. The skills audit will also assist us to build an internal capacity to reduce over-reliance on consultants. Some of the interventions we have undertaken is to reduce reliance on consultants, include training and supporting our technicians to register as professionals. We are taking you through this whole detailed program that we are running to ensure that we improve on the skills. Chairperson, some of the roads are now being designed as managed and managed internally in the department. This will minimize over-reliance on consultants and improve internal capacity in the department. Among some of the projects which are designed and managed internally is D77 in Entembisweni, D348 in Mshwati, P234 in Nwanongoma, Mkhuze, and P113 in Highflats. Chairperson, the department remains committed in ensuring clean governance. Despite some qualifications in the past audits, we are making progress since we managed to move from 4 meters to only 2 meters remaining, which are irregular expenditure and immovable capital assets. And indeed, we are eating a lot in terms of irregular, so we've been accounting to Auditor General, and Auditor General is happy with how we are managing this issue. Through our audit improvement strategy, we remain hopeful that the current audit cycle will take us to a better audit position. Employment equity, honorable members, the Department of Transport continues to make huge strides in increasing the equity targets. We are pleased to report that the department has surpassed the stipulated national target of 50% at senior management level. Currently, women representation in senior management is sitting at 52.7%. Women also make up 47.4% of the total permanent staff population in the Department of Transport. Progress has also been made towards achieving equity with regards to people with disabilities, with a percentage of people with disabilities having grown from 1% to 2%, but this is not the work we can proud ourselves with. We need to improve a lot when it comes to this area. Fighting fraud and corruption. Chairperson, we shall continue fighting fraud and corruption and mitigating any risk factors brought to our attention by our Risk Management Directorate. The department has cooperated with Provincial Treasurer to ensure that forensic investigations are done swiftly and recommendations are implemented. As the President and the Premier committed, we must free government from all forms of capture and fight corruption because it is depriving the poor. Chairperson, in the past administration, a total of 18 forensic investigations were concluded, while 18 cases are currently being investigated. The department will ensure implementation of recommendations to ensure that fraud and corruption is rooted out. Already, some officials have been dismissed and some are now serving jail sentences. We want to go beyond this and recover the money stolen from the poor. With regards to fighting fraud and corruption in the driver license testing centers, the department has conducted 161 investigations, effected 98 arrests. These have resulted in the cancellation of 168 learner's license and 104 driver's license. The outcome of these are 20 convictions and 20 dismissals, which have been observed. Under transport infrastructure, Chairperson, we cannot overemphasize the importance of transport infrastructure to achieve the goals of current administration under the new dawn. KwaZulu-Natal as a gateway province to Africa and the world requires to deliver infrastructure at more accelerated speed. The seamless movement of goods and other logistics is essential in unlocking the economic potential of our province. Corridor development is one of the key strategies projects that the department will do, working with COGTA, and will be aligned with small town rehabilitation program. Through this infrastructure investment, we want to promote economic investment and job creation. When the infrastructure is well maintained, more appetite will be developed from those who want to come and invest in our province. Over the next 5 years, we want to use infrastructure investment to meet the developmental needs and unlock tourism and agricultural potential. Chairperson, our infrastructure is aging, and the assessment by the department conducted revealed that more than 16 billion a year is needed to maintain more than 33,000 kilometers of the provincial road network. Informed by this reality, we are required to always strive for a delicate balance between construction and maintenance. This year, we have allocated 7.8 billion to transport infrastructure. The allocation of 3.7 billion goes for maintenance of existing infrastructure as well as 3.4 billion for construction of new projects. The remaining goes to planning and designs. In this financial year, we'll construct 3 pedestrian bridges and 16 vehicle bridges. This will total to 19 bridges that will be built in this financial year alone. We must emphasize that pedestrian bridges are proving to be a challenge, wherein you'll construct one and same community makes a demand for a vehicle bridge. So it's good just to do it in a very integrated manner and comprehensive manner. The vehicle bridges can accommodate everyone, be it human, goods, animal, and motor vehicles. Chairperson, the South African National Defense Force has a variety of skills which government departments could leverage on to enhance service delivery. One such skills and capacity is in the area of engineering, particularly building of bridges. The department is also intending to form a partnership with the South African National Defence Force for the construction of single lane Bali Bridge, mainly to provide easy and safe crossing to learners and communities alongside dangerous rivers. This will save government a lot of money and promote intergovernmental relations. Again, in this financial year, we intend to rehabilitate 2.5 square meters of surface roads. Equally, we will reseal 500,000 square meters of surface road. Chairperson, we must also report in this House that our infrastructure is seriously affected and damaged by the changing weather conditions, especially the recent floods. The recent floods left 214 of our projects damaged. These are mainly projects located in Ugu, Ilembe, eThekwini, King Cetshwayo, Zululand. The total estimated value for this damage is 199.8 million. Chairperson, over the above, I want the honourable members to go through the list of all projects that will be implemented. I don't want to waste time, your precious time, to go through all that list. Chairperson, over and above the regulations and provision of integrated land transport services, the Department of Transport also provides affordable transport through subsidised public transport services. We'll continue with the program of transforming the subsidized transport services contracts in the province. In the current financial year, the department has allocated 1.2 billion for this particular service. Our efforts to drive transformation in this sector began 3 years ago when we implement the first phase, which saw the increase in the participation of taxi industry and small bus operators in contracted public transport services. There are many lessons that we have learned in this first phase. We now know where the shortcomings are and how to improve in those grey areas. Honourable members, we are concerned about the lack of affordable and safe public transport in areas such as Umkhanyakude, Umzinyathi and Herigwala districts, where many people still travel long distances to get public transport. Currently, in Herigwala district, there are no subsidized bus services, while in other districts mentioned above, the department is providing a very minimal service to those areas. Chairperson, let me also take this opportunity to report another public transport intervention in this province. I'm sure we are all aware that eThekwini Municipality is implementing Go Durban, which will bring much improvement in the public transport in the city. The corridor between Bridge City and Pantown of the project is ready to go live and is currently being tested. Infrastructure development are also underway on corridor between Umhlanga and Durban Central. Regarding the participation of the taxi industry in the project, the first memorandum of understanding was signed in 2014, which was updated in 2016 between the municipality and the industry. We are also assisting Umsunduzi Municipality to fast-track their bus rapid transit system. An acceleration plan to implement phase one of the project has been developed. Chairperson, we remain committed in providing integrated, affordable, safe and reliable transport system. On learner transport services, we have made a reference to it. I'll skip that. On road safety, Chairperson, while great strides have been made in improving our road infrastructure, we remain concerned about the behavior of our road users, which result in scores of lives being lost on our roads on a daily basis. This situation calls for collective action and a change of mindset among all road users. Under this program, we'll continue to drive our program and campaigns under the slogan, "Road safety is indeed our collective responsibility." We'll also make our contribution on the 2020 decade of the action vision of the United Nations to make our contribution of 30% to our country statistics. The department has in the past year embarked on several interventions aimed at capping road crashes and fatalities. These included, among other, closing the ranks and safety Fridays, which are an integral law enforcement exercises to fight lawlessness on the road. Abantu bakwaZulu Natal bakulindele ukuthi sebezosithola njalo emgwaqweni, hayi ngamaholidi, sohlale sibhekene njalo nje sibheka ukuthi umthetho uyagcinwa yini. This is attributable to the integrated safety plan we developed all law enforcement agencies in the province. Credit must also be given to our stakeholders who continue to drive road safety programs. The most notable is Hlokomela, which is run by Santaco. This program has contributed immensely in the reduction of major crashes, which claim more than five lives in the province. On transport regulations, Chairperson, the purpose of this program is to ensure the provision of safety transport environment through the regulation of traffic on public transport infrastructure, law enforcement, implementation of road safety education and awareness programs, and the registration and licensing of vehicles and drivers. A budget of 987.4 million has been allocated to this program. On motor transport services, honourable members, the department continues to surpass the projection of revenue collection in the provincial fiscus. In this previous financial year, the department collected over 1.7 billion in license fees at 80 registered authorities, which services 2.8 million people in the province annually. This is inclusive of personalized and specific license numbers. The vehicles population in the province stands at approximately 1.7 million and increases annually. Working with the Road Traffic Management Corporation, the department is finalizing online registration of motor vehicles by financial institutions. We are also in the process of implementing online renewal of motor vehicle licenses by registered motor vehicle owners via the internet. On traffic law enforcement remains central to maintaining a safe environment for road users in the KwaZulu-Natal province and countrywide. A provincial task team has been established to assess the state of readiness for the implementation of the 24/7 shift system to close the ranks for those who are transgressors. Currently, we are engaging the Department of Justice and the National Prosecution Authority to declare a road traffic offence, particularly drinking and driving, a Schedule 5 offence, which means heavier prescribed minimum sentences must be imposed on drunken driving, especially if they have caused a fatal crash. While this process is continuing, we have accelerated the pace of clamping down on drinking and driving by launching an alcohol evidence centre here in Pietermaritzburg during the Easter holidays. In the centre, we have installed a tracker machine which is able to give us accurate readings of alcohol in your blood, high blood in your alcohol in your blood. Since March this year, 215 cases of drinking and driving have been enrolled in court, which 111 convictions have been achieved. On public transport regulations, Honorable Chairperson, one key mandate of the department is for transport is to ensuring a successful regulation and transformation of public transport industry. The prevalence of violence within the public transport sector, particularly the taxi industry, has continued to be one of the key challenges to achieve the desired success in regulating and transforming the public transport. We are pleased that in the last 5 years, a great progress has been made in stabilizing the taxi industry. One of the major milestones achieved was the hosting of the provincial taxi Indaba to deal with memorandum on new operating licenses. The Indaba paved the way for a phased-in approach to uplift the moratorium. Honorable Chairperson, moving forward, we have issued those licenses which we have detailed there. I'm certain that members will also go through those particular lists. I've requested the chair to take from my response time to add a few minutes. Community-based programs, Chairperson, this program is essential in alleviating poverty, creating jobs, and empowering the designated groups. Through this program, we can give a true meaning to our theme. The budget allocation for this program in this financial year is 39.1 million. In these last 5 years, the department created 132,649 work opportunities, of which 44,000 were created in the previous financial term. Under Vuguzake, the Vuguzake Imaging program remains one of our key empowerment programs for emerging contractors, as the department will continue to make interventions informed by the principles of this policy and other transformative initiatives. Over the past years, this program has been very instrumental in assisting emerging contractors. In the last financial year, the department awarded 394 contracts to the value of 261 million. We must report that we are attending to issues of compliance and other challenges as identified by Auditor General in this regard. On contractor development, in response to the mandate to support IGULA, the department has conceptualized a contractor development program that will support the implementation of incubation model. The policy will guide the implementation of training with clear defined objectives of upgrading and exiting participants into the open market. It is worth mentioning, Honorable Chairperson, that while Vukuzakhe has reviewed, some of the achievements of this program have gone a long way in championing the interest of emerging contractors. Through this program, we managed to train over 6,000 contractors, which include the list which we have detailed. Under Vukuzakhe, a routine road maintenance program. Honorable members, young people constitute the majority of people who are unemployed in the country. As part of our contribution to creating work opportunities to the youth, this department has established a routine road maintenance program called Uvukayibambe. This expanded public works program will assist in maintaining the quality of provincial roads as well as providing work opportunities coupled with training to the youth. With this program, the department is targeted to create work opportunities to 4,000 young people, which we have already recruited. The youth are contracted on a two-year period to undertake routine road maintenance and other infrastructure-related activities. The maintenance activities include the ones that we have listed in the list. On National Youth Service Program, a conclusion. Another program the department is piloting and rolling out this year is National Youth Service Program, which is being implemented as part of the EPWP. The program supports community and national development whilst simultaneously providing an opportunity for young people to assess opportunities for skills development, employment, and income generation. The program will target 850 young people aged between 18 and 35 years old across the province. In 2020 financial year, the department will target two districts, namely Uthukela and Umkhanyakude. Recruited youth will be offered to accredited training and the national certificate. Hey, yeah, coach. In conclusion, Honorable Chairperson, in conclusion, we must commend the management and employees of the department who continue to be true ambassadors of excellence. The following are the accolades received in the past financial year. So siyaqoqa nje siyabutha nje ama awards. Chairperson, through this budget policy speech, we present a vision that will take province to another level. As we begin this term, we are inspired by encouraging voices of our people who express hope to this government. Disappointing them is not an option. We dare not fail their expectations. We must be inspired by the spirit of great leaders who have worked before us in building this department. Here I refer to Mr. Sibusiso Ndebele, Mr. Peggy Cele, Mr. Willis Mkhunu, Umakhuze Moizele. The foundation they laid must compel us to take this department to greater heights. We must also be inspired by great African leaders who, through their resilience, worked tirelessly to free the oppressed people. On this note, allow me to pay tribute to the founding president of Zambia, His Excellency Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, who this year is turning 35 years. We are looking forward to work. Oh, 95. I'm sorry. We are looking forward to work with the Transport Portfolio Committee, led by Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Sibusiso Duma, and all members of the committee. Allow me to also extend my deep appreciation to my organization, the African National Congress, for the support they've given me when discharging my responsibilities. To the Premier Cousin, thank you very much for your ongoing guidance and support. To the head of department, Mr. Sibusiso Gumbi, and your senior management and the entire staff, thank you for always demonstrating professionalism as we continue to transform people's lives. To my family for always being my pillar of strength and a shoulder to cry on, I'm hugely indebted in you. Madam Speaker, kona nabafowethu lapha bakhona ombimbi. Madam Speaker, in conclusion, we must all strive for unity as we drive this transformation program. Unity of purpose is the only weapon we have at our disposal that will make us prosper and achieve total emancipation of our people. But we must be aware there are wedge drivers out there, like President Oliver Tambo. Close ranks, I quote, close ranks, be vigilant, comrades. The enemy is vigilant. Aware of the wedge driver, a man who creep from ear to ear, driving wedges among us, who go around creating splits and divisions. Beware the wedge driver. Watch his poisonous tongue. I close quote. Madam Speaker, allow me to table the budget vote 12 of 10.8 billion rand for the financial year 2019-2020. Through this budget, we shall move with speed in transforming our transport sector, growing the economy and job creation. I thank you.